Good afternoon, Ollie. It's a great day for West Australians who want to get back to the pub or the restaurant.
So how's the 100-300 rule work, Bradley?
So what it means is that the state government's determined that hospitality business can have up to 300 people in the entire premises and up to 100 people per room. And by moving it from the 1 in 4 square metre rule to now a 1 in 2 square metre rule, that's pretty much back to normal in the context of people still being seated at tables. So we can't be standing at a bar, we can't be wandering around with our drinks, but we can be seated at a table, and it gets back to close to normal capacity, which, you know, I've got to say, the work the Premier has put into this has been absolutely outstanding, and the leadership that he took today to take WA out there well ahead of the pack in terms of the other states has been a fantastic outcome, and we're very much appreciative that the Premier and the state government's given us the imprimatur to, as from next Saturday, to create basically, I'd say, 20 to 25,000 jobs as a result of this.
What are some examples of venues that now might be opening their doors that wouldn't before with the only 20 customers per venue rules?
Well, there's a range of different types of businesses. If I look at a restaurant, say Il Lido in Cottesloe, currently only is doing takeaway, they'll now look at going to operating back almost close to normal in terms of having an indoor and an outdoor area. They'll be in the main restaurant and then in the outdoor al fresco, be able to accommodate that as long as they got their 1.5 metre distancing between unrelated parties and the tables are appropriately apart. The Grosvenor Hotel pub in the middle of the city, well known, been there a long time. previously they weren't opening because they've got capacity for 600 people. With the 1 in 4 square metre, it would have meant that and the old rule of only one room being able to open, they would have only been able to, at maximum, have about 40 people in the venue.
Right.
Now they'll be able to have about 300 people throughout the venue.
So it's just a common sense solution by the sounds of things here. Bradley, what's the feedback been like from your members in the last hour or two?
Look, very pleased to see that there's a pathway now to reopening and that it's a sensible one. Look, and you know, we know that we are a long way not out of the woods yet, if I can use that expression, in the context of COVID-19. There's still risks. The community tracing that the government's going to be doing, we've still got those practices in place in terms of people still record their name and their details, and we're going to record that for each area or each room that people are in. But if you take a small bar that would have normally had 120 patrons, under the 1 in 4 square metre rule, they would only be able to have 60. Under this rule, they'll probably end up with 60 seated patrons, and that's the difference between opening and not opening. A big hotel, like say the Pan Pacific Hotel, that's got five venue areas downstairs, a mixture of bars and restaurants, previously was only able to have 20. They'll now be able to have about 300 people, and that's the creation of 60 to 70 jobs just in those spaces alone that would otherwise not be there.
Yeah, no, it's good to put it in context. Bradley, we'll go and enjoy a couple of beers and a meal next weekend. Good on you.
Thanks, Ollie. Have a great day.
Bradley Wood, CEO, Australian Hotels Association of...